Our next public hearing is conditional use number 1799, Delmarva Clergy United and Social Action Incorporated.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district and a GR general residential district for a health development and crisis center to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 32,905 square feet, more or less, lying north of Philadelphia Drive, a private road, 430 feet west of Route 213, and being south of the town of Ellendale. For the benefit of the commission, I'm passing down copies of the site plan and survey for this application. I'm also going to pass down a copy of some drawings showing the floor plan of the building and some elevation views of the building. On this application, we did receive a couple agency comments. First one being from the Department of Transportation in the form of a support facilities report dated February 27th of 2008. Makes reference to the present zoning of the property, the location of the property, annual average daily traffic of 780 vehicles per day. A traffic impact study was not necessary for this application. Present level of service, the level of service A, and will remain at level of service A. The information provided to Dell Dot was that there would be offices, 11 or 12 bedroom facility for unwed mothers. Second information in the form of a document was from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. It was received today. Makes reference to the application, the site, size of the parcel. The estimated EDUs for this property is 4 EDUs. The site is located in a county operated and maintained sanitary sewer district, the Ellendale Sanitary Sewer District. The question in their memo is that is wastewater capacity available? It says yes, the proposed project does exceed sewer system design assumptions. However, the estimated 3 additional EDUs are not expected to have any adverse impact on the sewer system for the foreseeable future. System design assumption for the parcel is 1 EDU, reflecting a residential zone parcel less than 1 acre. Ordinance 38 construction is not necessary. The current system connection charge rate is $6,848 per EDU. The location and size of the lateral or connection points to be determined by the county engineer. The parcel is served with 1 6-inch lateral located along the parcel's frontage on the private road. The 6-inch lateral is not adequate if the proposed use exceeds 4 EDUs, and a lateral upgrade at the property owner's expense may be required. Conformity to the Ellendale planning study will be required, and in additional comments, the proposal is to construct a residential facility to temporarily house pregnant women and teens. The project will be located on the existing residential lot of approximately 32,906 square feet. The proposed project is within the Ellendale Sanitary Sewer District, and connection to that sewer system is mandatory. The proposed project exceeds system design assumptions for sewer service. However, because of the project's close proximity to pump station 90, which transmits wastewater to Georgetown, capacity is expected to be adequate if the project does not exceed the preliminary estimate of 4 EDUs. And they added a concept plan is not required. Signed by John J. Ashman, Director of Utility Planning. I did receive a copy of an additional letter. It's a letter addressed to the County Administrator, David Baker. It's from V. George Carey, the state representative for 36th District. Makes reference to him being contacted by David Canatti, and who is the contractor, and asked by Bishop Foster and the deacons of the Philadelphia Pentecostal Church to submit contracted bids to work on for the church. Makes reference to the crisis center being a need. This initiative will also provide parenting and life skills training to those young women to hopefully prepare them to be self-sufficient in the future and to provide a better life for their child. That makes reference that about the conditional use and the amount of time it takes to accomplish this through the public hearing process. And due to the nature of this effort and the fact that it's a nonprofit program, it would be greatly needed by the community and requesting assistance to expedite the application. And it was signed by V. George Carey, 36th District, State Representative. And that's all I have, gentlemen, unless you have questions.
All right, sir, we thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application?
He was here, I saw him. Mr. Bishop Foster was here earlier. Not a good move.
Okay, gentlemen, let's...
Late for...
Let's table this. Table it? That's the right thing to do? Refer back to it?
Yeah, I think you could table it till the end of the agenda. That's certainly appropriate. Just somebody would make a motion to table it till the end of the agenda.
My motion would be to table CU 1799 Delmarva Clergy United and Social Action Inc. until the end of the last thing on the agenda.
Second. It's moved and seconded to table conditional use number 1799 Delmarva Clergy United and Social Action Inc. until the agenda is complete. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.